This is VOA News via remote. I'm Gene Randall. This is the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe, VE Day. It should be a day of celebration, but rejoicing these days is hard to come by given the war against the coronavirus pandemic. It is another day of staggering figures from the new battlefield. The approach of COVID-19 cases worldwide is approaching 3.9 million, with just under 270,000 deaths. The largest COVID-19 numbers here in the United States, with a case count tops 1.25 million and nearly 76,000 lives lost. Still, dozens of American states are in the process of reopening their economies, many of them ignoring White House guidelines for when and how to do it. Chief among those benchmarks, showing a downward trend of virus cases or positive test results over a two-week period. This week, the University of Washington researchers doubled their projection of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. to more than 134,000 through early August. A key reason is the relaxation of stay-at-home orders, which is expected to result in a continuing spread of the virus across the nation. It is an easing being encouraged by U.S. President Donald Trump. His administration has refused to accept the newest guidance from the Centers for Disease Control, which outlines a step-by-step plan for local government officials on how to safely restart their economies. The White House is known to object that the plan is too detailed and that there is too little flexibility for state and local officials to act on their own. Though the White House downplays any concern, President Trump may have been exposed to the coronavirus, with one of his Navy valets testing positive for the infection. Mr. Trump insists he had little contact with the man, though the stricken valet's duties include serving Mr. Trump his meals. Both the president and Vice President Mike Pence were both tested after the news broke, and each showed up negative. It is expected they will continue to be tested. To stay up to date on the pandemic day or night, we invite you online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. government today is poised to report the worst job numbers since record-keeping began in 1948. It is a snapshot of the devastating damage of the coronavirus outbreak, which has inflicted itself on the American economy. The unemployment rate for April will probably reach upwards of 16%. The numbers tell a devastating story in which nearly all the job growth of the past 11 years since the Great Recession ended has vanished. Even those numbers won't fully capture the scope of the damage the coronavirus has inflicted on jobs and incomes in the U.S. Many people who are still employed have had their hours reduced. Others have suffered pay cuts. Some who lost work in April and didn't look for a new job in light of their bleak prospects, they won't be counted as unemployed. A broader measure, the proportion of adults with jobs in the U.S. could hit a record low. During the Great Recession of 2008-2009, the nation lost 6.5% of its jobs over a two-week span. That number pales in comparison to what's happening now. Joblessness in Europe is stunning. Unemployment in the Eurozone is expected to reach 10% in the coming months. Added to that figure, the massive numbers of people who have been furloughed and those who have suffered pay cuts. The European Commission reports that overall the continental economy will suffer about a 7.5% loss this year, its worst ever. In France, about half of the private sector workforce is on leave under a government finance program. France has recorded some 175,000 cases of COVID-19 with 26,000 fatalities. In Germany, with 169,000 cases and 7,400 deaths, 3 million workers are getting government payments equal to about 60% of their normal net salaries. The most dismal figures come from Italy and Spain, each on track to see a 9% drop in economic activity this year. Between them, those two countries have lost 56,000 lives to the coronavirus amid a combined case count of over 437,000. France, Italy, Spain, and Germany are among the European countries which have begun an incremental startup of normal activities, though the word normal seems destined to take on a whole new meaning for the foreseeable future. The International Labor Organization says more than 4 out of 5 people in a global workforce of 3.3 billion have been victimized by full or partial shutdowns of their workplaces. Further, it warns that 1.6 billion people in the informal economy are in immediate danger of having their livelihoods destroyed. Both China and South Korea today are reporting new coronavirus cases. In South Korea, the number is 13, higher than 10 for the first time in 5 days. Almost all the victims have reportedly come in contact with someone who had visited a nightclub in Seoul last weekend. China says it has 17 new COVID-19 cases. To stay up to date on the pandemic, we invite you online to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.